Like everywhere else, Czech documentary films range in style and subject matter. One of this country's prominent documentary filmmakers is Jan Schickel. He has a new project of 8 films in the works, all of them based on amateur footage from private family archives. Linda Maštalíš recently met with Jan Schickel and brings us more.
The distance that Russian émigrés kept from their immediate surroundings and the efforts they made to maintain their identity was visible in many facets of life. The approach reflected something of the confidence of a large and powerful nationality.
The clip you heard there is from Jan Schickel's new film, Small Russian Clouds of Smoke, which tells the story of a wealthy Russian immigré family that fled Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 and settled in Prague. The Popovs and their friends in the Russian immigré community are brought to life on screen more than 80 years after they first immigrated to Czechoslovakia, and this thanks to footage that family patriarch Yevgeny Popov took himself. The original film footage is silent, but with the help of family diaries and digging in historical archives, Jan Schickel narrates the Popov story. It's a technique that Jan Schickel borrowed from his Hungarian colleague, Peter Forgács, who started working with silent amateur film footage before the fall of communism in 1989. There is an extensive archive in Budapest devoted to the material Peter Forgács has collected. Small Russian Clouds of Smoke presents a window into interwar Russian immigré life in Czechoslovakia and belongs to a new series commissioned by Czech TV. Mr. Schickel has named the series of 8 films A Private Century, and he told me about the first steps he took after uncovering the old footage.
Zjistil jsem jednu v podstatě banální věc, kterou jsem do té doby nějak sám nepoznal.
I discovered something quite basic in the process that I'd overlooked before. It became obvious that I had to research the background of the private footage and get information from the relatives of those involved. On their own, the silent films were lifeless. They showed streets, people, and a time about which nobody knew anything. So I began to search for the family members of those in the archival footage. And in this way, I made the connection between the film material and people's memories. And I had a starting point for the films.
Among the stories in Czechoslovakia's Private Century series are 2 films about the Popov family, 2 films set in Sudeten territory, and another that tells the life story of a sculptor from the Moravian region of Opava and his artistic battles with the communist regime. Since the aim of the films is to portray the private lives of people who lived in various periods of 20th century Czechoslovakia, I asked Jan Schickel how he found a balance between the individual stories and the ever-important backdrop of historical events.
20. století v Československu je v podstatě stoletím neustálého.
Czechoslovakia's 20th century is a history of constant assault on human identity. Whether we talk about both of the world wars and then the communist system, there were many regime changes throughout the century. Even the communist era had different chapters, some harsher than others, and people had to adjust to the reality of the time. I think that all of this history is typically viewed only through the lens of power politics, and the individual histories of people get lost. So I think that this series of films gives us the rare chance to enter and perhaps better understand particular moments in history through the story of someone's intimate life. So the people are in the foreground, but it's always the case that events of 20th century Czechoslovak political history enter each and every one of those lives, quite often in a dramatic way, changing them forever.
We can look forward to seeing Jan Schickel's complete series, A Private Century, on public broadcaster Czech TV at the beginning of next year.
That report by Linda Maštalíř. Now, as every year, Radio Prague is running a listener's contest.